Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, September 14th. Hard to believe. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., live here this evening. And we are going to have a special guest with us, someone whom you, I know, will enjoy listening to, and many of you will probably want to call in and talk to this guest. He has been a guest on this program before, and I have to tell you, I don't have a lot of guests on this program, but it's very, very interesting for me as the host to be able to sit back here, read the emails, gauge the reaction to the various guests and topics discussed. And sometimes you get, let's just put it this way. Sometimes you're surprised, sometimes you're not. Sometimes there are topics of discussion that grab people when you don't expect them to. And sometimes then also there are guests who just absolutely electrify the audience in an unexpected way. And that is the case with our guest here tonight, who will be joining us shortly if he hasn't joined us already. I'm still playing around with the computer here. I actually just got up from a much-needed two-hour nap, ladies and gentlemen. But in any case, the computer is working here for me. It is working, I should say, now. And I'm going to tell you right now, our guest for tonight is George from Hungary. I've known George, never met him in person, but I have known him, for those of you who are not familiar with George, as I say, he has been one of our most popular guests on this program. I've known George over the phone and on the air for quite a few years. I first got to know George when he was living, I believe at the time, living in Utah, and I had been a fairly regular guest over a period of years on a number of programs on K-Talk Radio, a local station out in Salt Lake City. George was living there at the time and called in, and I talked to him, and I think I talked to him a number of times, perhaps when he talked to me at the office of American Free Press or possibly the old Spotlight newspaper before that. In any case, George has, in fact, called this program a number of times, and he's been a guest on the program a number of times for the entire hour. He is, as you will guess pretty quickly, if you haven't been able to figure it out already, originally from Hungary. But he has been in the United States for many, many years and is a very proud American, and yet, coming from his experience as a Hungarian, he has some very important warnings for America, based upon what he saw happening in his own native land. And you know, folks, we are all patriotic Americans. I think that's safe to say. Here we are, Americans who love our country, those of you who are Americans who are listening here. But I'm here to tell you this, that many, many Americans, even some of our best patriots, who unfortunately may not be regular listeners to this program or listeners to RBN, many of our good patriotic Americans don't understand something very important, and that is this, that America is not that old a country. America is not a country that has an established culture. America is not a country that really has been around that long. So we shouldn't get too caught up in the fact that we have been a very successful and powerful country, because even the best of them can be brought down. All right, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll be joined by George very shortly. In the meantime, listen to what our sponsors have to say.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, before we went to the break, I was introducing our guest, George, from Hungary. And, you know, folks, you got to remember, the people of Europe, the Hungarians among them, most proudly and prominently, I might add, have been around for thousands of years. They knew what the word civilization meant before many, many generations before even the greatest of our founding fathers were even in the even a twinkle in their great 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 grandfather's eyes. You know, the United States is such a relatively young country, and don't kid yourselves, you know, we are a great country, but we have fallen victim to something that many, many great civilizations have fallen victim to: parasitism. You know, even if you have a really good-looking, big old German Shepherd like I used to have when I was growing up as a kid, he was a big, handsome dog. But, you know, he got worms one time. Yeah, even the big old Baron got worms. And, you know, every once in a while, he got a bad case of fleas. Well, that happens to societies, too, no matter how good they look on the outside. It's happened to a lot of societies. And we're going to get a very stark warning here tonight from someone who has been observing what's not only happening in American society, but what has been happening in his native land. We have George from Hungary, although now a proud American living in Arizona. George, welcome aboard.
Good evening, Michael.
Colin, how are you doing, George?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mike. At the very beginning, by the way, before I go any further, on the Stormfront forum, it's an American nationalist, website.
Right, Stormfront.org, yeah.
There is a picture of you posted, and that you are holding in your hand a very, very highly respectable size of cigar, you know, and leaning back in your chair. And I thought to myself, so this is what Michael Collins Piper looked like. Of course, you know, I have seen your face and pictures before. Oh, I would say 10, 12 years ago, you know, when you were used to be calling, you know, in on that Utah-based, Salt Lake City-based radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And at any rate, so now, when was the last time or have you ever visited this American nationalist website called Stormfront?
Oh, yeah. I was just on Stormfront checking things out. I don't know. It's maybe yesterday or the day before. You find a lot of interesting stuff up there.
Well, you know, Mike, there is a young man there, or a man by the name of DiCarlo, that right after you have finished having me on your program in about 3 or 4 days in succession, this
okay.
Man...
Oh, I love it. That's great.
this man, DiCarlo, was so impressed with you, and you know what? He did not manage to make me jealous, okay? But he loves you. Mike Collins Piper, you understand that you are loved in this country and throughout Europe now?
Well, you know, like I always say, I appreciate that, George, but like I always say, I'm also hated by a lot of people. Sometimes
you know, when you have so many people that loves you, you know, unconditionally, you know that you also have dedicated, vicious enemies, don't you?
Oh, well, that's anyway. One of the unfortunate things you learn when you start talking about the things that I talk about, the things that you talk about, the things
right.
That now, this, so many of us talk about.
Like this man, DiCarlo, has posted a very interesting thread, and he summarized what he has heard on your program, where I was there, you know, as your guest.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right.
You have never read that.
Not that I'm aware of. Now, you know, like I read so much on the Internet,
Mr.
you know,
Piper,
I don't recall that in particular.
Mr. Piper, that article is actually being posted on several Hungarian websites now.
Right,
Hungarian
good.
Nationalist websites. Mr. Piper, they are referring to you as Michael Collins Piper, the man who wrote Final Judgment, Judas Goats, New Jerusalem, High Priest of War, and of course, you know, I am waiting very patiently now, you know, to get your a copy of your newest book. You know, what's that? New Babylon.
Yeah, the New Babylon.
Uh-huh. You know, I have heard some reviews, you know, and some comments, you know, on your last book, and obviously you have done something, you know, that you yourself probably didn't think of. You know, you have outdone yourself. Michael Collins Piper?
Yeah, but you know something? Let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you something about that in the context of this discussion here. You know, I say in the opening pages of this book that book wouldn't have been possible without the fact that there were so many other people who were already looking into the subject for when it comes right down to it, thousands of years before
came
around.
It takes a great deal of effort to climb up on the shoulders of giants.
Well, you know, some.
Have you ever heard that expression?
I never heard that before.
Why do you know so much, sir? Ah, because I have managed to find a way to climb up on the shoulders of giants that lived before me.
That's an interesting.
That does not mean, you know, that you are a dwarf.
But you know, see, this is what it all comes down to. Like, I don't know if you heard my introduction, George, but you know, Americans need to start climbing on the shoulders of giants, and in particular, the shoulders of those giants, of those European brothers and sisters of ours, who have experienced Jewish tyranny in the form of Zionism and communism, unlike the United States has ever really experienced.
And Talmudic Hasidism that started, you know, around 11th century, you know, in the name of the Lord Anno Domini, and not, you know, in the common era, as they like to put it, you know. You know, that's another gesture, you know, just how much they think of our Lord, you know, the Jesus Christ, you know, the Galilean, you know.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use AD anymore.
Like, oh,
you have to use,
oh
yeah.
No, you are. No, you have got to use, you know, ECE, common era, you know.
Anyway, uses the hell out of me, but I can't keep track of it anymore.
Mike, there are some extremely troubling events forming, clouds are gathering over, not just over Hungary, but over Europe, you know, Eastern and Central Europe, and just Europe in particular, you know, the entire Europe. And I would like to return, you know, and concentrate, you know, on Hungary, and of course, you know, even Poland, Yugoslavia for that matter, Bulgaria, but Hungary. What the Americans have never bothered to pay too much attention to, I'm sure they probably have heard. But in 1995, with the consent of the Hungarian government, which has been totally Jew-dominated, it is nothing but a Talmudic Zionist police government, okay? Exclusive Jews. I am not going to describe, you know, various groups or groups of Jews, you know, whether they are good Jews or bad Jews, whether they are biblical Jews, you know, or Talmudic Jews, or this Jews or that Jews.
Okay.
There is no difference, okay? They all are there to the same final, ultimate goal of theirs. Period. And I will argue that point with anybody that wishes to argue over it. Anyways, so what is happening here is that 1995, the United States government, collaborating with the Hungarian government, Jewish government, they decided to set up and start up, you know, a so-called International Police Academy, which really later on turned out to be International Law Enforcement Academy. Now, at the beginning, you know, the Hungarians, you know, thought, well, okay, we might be able to enjoy, you know, or it might be advantageous to us, you know, to set up, you know, a International Law Enforcement Academy. But in no time at all, they realized what was going on. They have set up a central, okay, a law enforcement agency, global, international, in Hungary. And what they were doing is they were preparing to produce and to manufacture or to assemble and create a global police state.
George,
a global police force.
George, you just made a very important point. Unfortunately, we have to go to the break. When we come back, we need to pursue this further because, you know, it might be happening in Hungary, it might be happening in Eastern Europe, but it's all part and parcel of this New World Order that so many people talk about but unfortunately don't seem to understand. However, our guest here tonight, George, does understand. Stay tuned, folks, and pay close attention to our sponsors who are providing you products and services that not only help keep RBN going, but help you out as well.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. One of, I think it's safe to say, fair to say, one of our most popular guests who's ever appeared in this program, George from Hungary, now living in the United States. He's here with us tonight. George, before we went to the break, you were talking about the machinations in Hungary back in like around 1994.
1995, they have established, that's the official year of the birth of the international law enforcement agency. Rather, you know, they called it, you know, they referred to it first as International Police Academy. And of course, you know, now they have changed it over to International Law Enforcement Academy, 1995. Now, what is interesting, Mike, about the formation or the establishing of this police security entity, you know, in the center of Europe, is that it was George Soros, you know, who actually have provided the funds. It's not that the money came out of his own pocket, you know. Remember, George Soros right now is probably one of the highest, the most trusted officers, you know, of the Rothschild dynasty.
Absolutely.
He's got a green light. If anybody ever had a green light by the Rothschild dynasty to do and be free, you know, to decide, you know, and use your own judgment, George Soros have demonstrated, you know, his abilities to the Rothschild dynasty to a point where that man is now the very mind and soul of the Rothschild dynasty. Anyway, so George Soros, actually his last name should be pronounced, you know, either Soros or Suresh. I'm not quite sure, you know. I never have managed to establish that, you know. But at any rate, so now the money was provided. The building began to be constructed on the Buda side, that is, on the west side of the city of Budapest, the west side of the Danube River, which is called Buda. Buda and Pest used to be two separate cities, okay, before they combined, united both sides of, well, both cities, you know, on the respective sides of the river, you know, and they call it Budapest. Anyway, so now, and so I was following this creation, you know, of this international law enforcement academy, and very soon, you know, then I found, luckily, an article in a Salt Lake Tribune and that was indicating to me that something fishy was going on regarding this police academy, International Police Academy. And then when I read in one of the, I believe I read that in the American Free Press, that is actually, I believe it was still the, no, it was America. When did you switch over from Spotlight to American Free Press?
Spotlight was driven out of business in 2000, in the year 2000.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, good, you know.
Or no, I'm sorry, it was the year 2001. It was in June of 2001, and in August, the staff of the Spotlight set up American Free Press.
You know, before I continue, since we are talking about Spotlight and, of course, later, you know, American Free Press, there is only one man that I have followed and watched very carefully whether he would ever contradict himself. And I have all the issues of Spotlight's American Free Press since 1982. I have been saving every single issue. And I sometimes turn and consult or visit, you know, with some of these old copies, you know, issues of Spotlight,
right,
American
right.
Free Press. And I find nobody as being more consistent in being a straight shooter. You have never, ever, MC Piper, allow me to call you that, MC Piper, I like that, Michael Collins Piper, you have been so consistent, almost with a mathematical precision. Only in mathematics you can see such consistency. With numbers, Mike Piper, you have been the most consistent man, and that is why I am calling out and I'm telling you people, listen to Mike Piper, read what he's got to say. The man's got nothing to lose. He has demonstrated that, you know. I love his courage. Anyways, but back to the International Police Academy. And then about 1998, 1999, then somehow I ran into an article which was describing that a very important man by the name of Louis Frey, a former FBI director, visited Budapest, Hungary. And guess who actually prepared, you know, a wonderful reception for Louis Frey? The Jewish community of Budapest.
That should tell you everything.
What do you, Michael Piper? Are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing. You know what I'm laughing at, George? I'm laughing at the tragedy of modern day mankind.
And their ignorance.
Yeah, yeah.
And their stupidity. They are blind, Michael Collins Piper. And it's not because they were born blind. They were systematically brainwashed blind.
We are going to our half hour break here, George. Hang on, folks. This is getting more interesting by the moment. Boy, oh boy. What we Americans have to learn from bitter experience. The bitter experience of our brothers and sisters in Europe. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have George from Hungary with us, talking about the machinations in Europe of, well, let's just let him continue. George, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Interesting, interesting exposition here.
I know for a fact that it took you hardly anything, you know, and you already know what has been set up, you know, in Hungary. Okay? It's a precursor, sir. It's a precursor to actually create and make a world, centralized world police state agency functionable and operative. That is what this whole thing is all about. But back to Mr. Louis Frey. Most interesting, you know, the way he spells his last name is interesting. Anyways, and so he was showered with accolades and love and compassion, and they have elevated him, you know, on their own hands at the good old rabbis, you know, in this Jewish community center, you know, in Budapest, Hungary. And the chief rabbi, who was in charge of this very, very unique and important event, amongst many things, you know, he also have said that it is my pleasure and a privilege to recognize you, sir, as one of us, one of our own kinds.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it interesting? And they also have not forgotten to bring it to his attention how grateful the Jewish communities were in Hungary now that Louis Fries has helped providing security for the Europeans. Of course, they were not referring to the real Europeans. They were referring to the Jewish Europeans, okay?
Absolutely.
And so,
and George, you know, people need to understand that distinction. Just as in the Old Testament, when the Jews were talking nice with the Ten Commandments, those Ten Commandments were only meant for the Jews, not for anybody else. That's the way they talk today.
I would really love, you know, that even on your own, someday, you know, you could talk about the origin and the intent of the Ten Commandments. Although, of course, you know, like everything else, you know, the entire five book of Moses, you know, and of course, you know, everything in it, you know, was stolen and taken over, you know, while they were in Babylonian captivity, you know. In fact, you know, the Ten Commandments, you know, you could actually locate, you know, at the bottom of the laws of Hammurabi, you know, what was it, 1750 B.C., you know.
When
not even been known, you know, in the region that existed, you know. In fact, the first time the Egyptians referred to them as Kabirus, and that's where the name comes, Hebrew, see? The Egyptians referred to them as Habirus. Anyway, so back to the present time. So now, it was going good, you know, and that is, you know, the organizing, you know, the so-called International Law Enforcement Academy, and of course Louis Frey, you know, and of course, you know, I want you to know that Mossad now really actually is the most dominant entity that actually controls the entire curriculum there.
George, okay. You know, let me throw in a historical footnote to that. There's a precedent for this. When the United States overthrew the government of Iran back in the 1950s, and the new government there under the Shah, who was installed, set up their own SAVAK intelligence agency, it was the United States CIA, the British Foreign Intelligence Office,
MI6,
and Israel's Mossad that jointly got together and set up the domestic intelligence service of the Iranian government. So this is a precedent. This has been going on time and time again, and this is obviously what we see here being done on an international scale.
They have,
there under the eyes of the Hungarian people.
Yes, they have actually prepared and they created and prepared and installed the Shah of Iran. They themselves have prepared that man, you know, to become, you know, Shah of Iran. And that after they have done with him, you know, then he became useless when he served the purpose. Then he died, what, of cancer?
Yeah. He left in exile after the Islamic rebellion.
Fascinating, you know. It's fascinating to follow the operations, you know, the combined operations of British MI6, CIA, and, of course, you know, Mossad, you know. In fact, Mossad, you know, is so dominant, you know, they actually call the shots, you know. The MI6, even CIA, you know, they actually play a subservient role to Mossad. Trust me on that, Mike. Trust me.
Oh, I think the evidence is there, absolutely.
They have acquired a great deal of experience in that while they were exterminating Christian Russians, you know, in Soviet Union, you know, for the last 80 years, you know, by the tens and millions, up to over 100 million people. And so they have set up, you know, an organization there, you know, called the KGB, you know, NKVD, and later on the KGB. Anyways, so back to Hungary. Now then, so the Hungarians, you know, they were watching the developments, you know, in Hungary, in Budapest, and they were taking notice of the fact, you know, that the visibility of a Mossad was becoming more and more pronounced, and the number of Jews, you know, that were coming into Budapest, Hungary, you know, for the last few years, you know, became so noticeable, and now today, finally, the Hungarians are realizing that they are being invaded and taken over. Okay? And that Hungary was actually have chosen by the Jews to become the European center in Hungary, okay, for serving the Jewish interests in Europe. Now then, let's go one step further. Let's go to NATO. Michael, Collins Piper, would you describe, please, you know, the reason they brought NATO into existence?
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because the whole basic idea of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization,
right,
that was set up as the concept of security for Europe against the Soviet Union back in the days of the Cold War.
The Warsaw Pact.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, that's it. They set that up. That was the whole concept was that this was going to defend the Western Europe from Soviet-dominated Eastern Europe.
That's absolutely right, yes. So in order to justify the creation of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, they have ordered, you know, the Jew-controlled subservient Red Government of Moscow, you know, to, why don't you guys first, you know, organize, you know, an organization, a military organization, maybe we should call it Warsaw Pact. And after the Warsaw Pact was created, then and now the Jews that controlled the other half of the hemisphere, the Western Hemisphere of this globe, you know, then they called in, which was justified, to formulate and bring about the existence of NATO. And this is what's happening today in Hungary and NATO when it comes to, as pertaining to NATO. Although the Hungarian, you know, Hungary is a very small country, you know. They have taken 4/5 of our land, you know, after the Versailles Treaty, you know, at Trianon, after the first war. And so Hungary is very small today, and there's only about 10 million people.
And that would, from that perspective, that makes the country a perfect test tube operation.
Because it's absolutely
very homogenous ethnically, demographically.
Yes.
Land-wise, size-wise. Oh, that's a perfect kind of place to do your Dr. Frankenstein experiment.
Hungary has been a very small, isolated place, almost unknown. Hungary was the most inconspicuous place, you know, on the map, you know. You know, I am not trying to insult, you know, the American curriculum, you know, high school graduate students, college students, you know, but even some college graduates, you know, have a hard time, you know, to locate North America on the map, you know. Anyways, I just had to put that in, and it's not because the Americans are inherently stupid, they are born stupid, no. But they have been receiving, you know, a public education, and the Jews have turned the public education, the schools, you know, into their re-education camps, okay? The American public school systems have been set up as re-education centers, brainwashing centers.
You know, the other thing, too, George, I think back on this. I personally would not even know what little I really know today about Hungary and Eastern Europe if it weren't for the fact that I had worked for the Spotlight, and we had a lot of sources from Europe, from Eastern Europe, number one. Number two, our chief correspondent, Andrew St. George, was Hungarian. And number three, we had another fine editor there, Fred Blehut, who was of partial Hungarian descent.
And also Martin Mann.
Oh, well, that was actually Andrew St. George.
Is that so? You know, I've spoken with that man on several occasions.
I didn't know that. That's
and he, but he passed away, hasn't he?
Yes, he did, unfortunately.
Oh, one wonderful man. And, of course, there's a current correspondent, you know, that does occasionally submit, you know, some articles. He lives in London, England.
Yeah, George Kadar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, but back to, hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Back to NATO. Now, this is what the Hungarians suddenly realized what was taking place in their land, in their own land. NATO, and of course, you know, European Union, has decided that Hungary would be a most suitable place, geographically and otherwise, to establish some training centers for NATO. And
okay.
They selected over 15 Hungarian cities, sites, where they would set up logistical NATO bases. Now then, but the Hungarians, you know, really got scared, you know, when they realized that European Union and, of course, NATO, the leadership, you know, the in command, you know, of course, you know, it's Mossad, you know, that are operating and running this entire show there. They are now planning to recruit and train several hundred thousand gypsy men, okay, to become NATO members, soldiers. Are you listening to this, Michael Cohen-Piper?
That's very interesting.
They are arming, they're going to be training and arming several hundred thousand Hungarian gypsies and some gypsies from some other surrounding Eastern European countries. What they are doing is that they are assembling a police force that really would more like having, you know, the continents, you know, and the operations mercenaries, okay, that we have, you know, in Iraq now and in Afghanistan and everywhere else, you know, Blackwater. Remember how they set up Blackwater?
Absolutely, the
and
same
America
process.
America hardly ever heard about Blackwater. They had no idea. Even today, they have no idea the extent of these mercenary soldiers and their presence in Iraq. There are over 180,000 mercenaries, and they are actually trained and intended to replace the American regular troops, okay? So that they can expand, you know, and fight the wars, you know, in Afghanistan and possibly pushing into Pakistan and, of course, you know, Iran. Anyways.
And of course, I need not add, but if people don't know it, they should recognize it, that these mercenary organizations, while they're ostensibly private, there's an incredible Mossad influence at the top.
Oh, yes, Mike. Mike, you should write a book, you know, just talking about what is happening in Eastern Europe. Honest, you should. Anyways, so now the Hungarians, you know, are now beside themselves. They are now panicking. And though, so they are saying now, since all our land, all our factories are being stolen and bought out, you know, by those so-called international bankers, you know, bankers, Jewish bankers that was operating in Hungary, they pulled the same fraud they pulled here in this country. The bankers in Hungary was bailed out the same way, and they ripped off the Hungarian, poor, miserable Hungarian. They'll be paying for the $2 or $3 trillion that these Hungarian Jewish bankers have stolen from the Hungarian people.
And this is all being done in the name of establishing democracy in Hungary and in Eastern Europe. Isn't that rich?
Isn't it amazing?
Well, that's what they did here with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, they set it up supposedly to democratize the financial system, when in fact it plutocratized the financial
exactly,
system.
Yes. Well, look what they've done in Russia. They've done the same thing in the Soviet Union. After, you know, the declaration of the end of the Russian Empire, or Soviet Empire, they pushed the button and presto, communism was dead, you know, 1991, and they begin the introduction, you know, of limited capitalistic activities, you know, free enterprise system in Russia. And look what the first thing they have done, these incredibly clever international Jewish gangsters, you know. They have actually taken all the Soviet state assets that the Soviet government was controlling, and they put them on the auction blocks. And guess before anybody had the chance to bid on some of the factories and some of the other, you know, assets, you know, that was put on the auction block, they destroyed the ruble. They pulled the plug on the ruble. And so by the time the Russians, people, you know, that wanted to spend their money that they've saved for years and years and years, you know, became worthless. About 6 months later, here came, you know, the Rothschilds and agents. They bought up everything on the auction block that Russia had anything that had worth, you know, buying. And
the Jewish communists became Jewish capitalists overnight. Don't you
exactly.
Love it?
Yes,
don't you
Mike.
Love it?
You know, there's a lady that is now one of the most powerful, charismatic, brilliant women. She's got a degree, you know, a doctor's degree, you know, in law. Her name is Dr. Christina Morway. And she is now up on the forefront, you know, leading, you know, the Hungarian opposition party, you know, to this systematic takeover of Hungary, you know, and the subjugation of Hungary. And that was a very interesting comment she made. You know, she was referring to these Jews, you know, that have taken over, you know, Hungary and subjugated and enslaved the Hungarians. And then she referred to these Jews. She says, "And you, gentlemen, at the beginning of the week." Now let me say, rephrase the Mike. Please pay attention to this. You'll love this. "You gentlemen, at the beginning of the week, you were dedicated to, and absolutely passionate, you know, followers of Marxism. But by the end of the week, you only wanted to preserve and retain the capital." Isn't it beautiful?
That sounds like Hungary's Elena Haskins.
We're going
to the final break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back with George for more.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I can hardly believe this hour is almost over, but I have to say it's a tribute to our guest, George from Hungary, that we haven't actually received any phone calls because people are sitting out there anxiously listening to what George has to say. And, George, I trust that you will be able to join us tomorrow night to continue this discussion.
Michael Collins Piper, I thought you would never ask.
Well, what
I'm
we're talking
kidding.
About,
My
you know, what we're talking
friend.
About, George, very simply here, is the transformation of Jewish-controlled communism in Hungary and Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union to Jewish-controlled capitalism. And all of those Eastern European peoples, the Hungarians and the Romanians and all the people in Yugoslavia, they're just sitting back while a small handful of people who are Jews are taking over everything, assisted by the Mossad and the CIA and British intelligence.
If you allow me to come back tomorrow, I would like to, right off the bat, you know, to point something out very important, why the Jews end up, you know, controlling businesses, you know, and everything that that needs to be controlled. They set up their own kind, Mike. They set them up in businesses. Anyways, but what I want to say before this hour is over is that the Hungarians now are in a state of mind, they are in a state where they are now realizing that the only option they have now is what, Mr. Michael Piper?
Sounds to me like revolution.
They have now the leaders of the opposition party and the Hungarians, the consensus now in Hungary, that they are ready to turn the Blue Danube into a raging, furious river of red blood. And they say, we are not bragging nor are we threatening. We are promising. They are now planning to actually bring about, you know, a showdown. That will happen here next month, 23rd of October. It will be the 53rd anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. You see, sir, when I was on the air, I begged somebody, you know, I asked somebody, you know, if he could give me some time so I could talk about the 50th anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution, 1956. And in 2006, I asked a particular person, you know, if I could come on the show, on her show. And then, you know, before the program began, you know, she sent a message to me, you know, by way of her producer, to tell George, make sure that he should not be so describing so graphically, you know, all the blood and violence, you know, that was taking place on the streets of Budapest. Well, anyways, so I think that maybe someday you will give me an opportunity to describe all that. Anyways, Mike, hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead. Go
okay.
ahead. I'm listening.
So now I am fearing for the continuation of the existence of the Hungarians as a nation, as a people. After all, you know, Mike, they did do some great things, some good things, some heroic things, you know. If it wasn't for the Hungarians, János Hunyadi, today, you know, Suleiman the Great, you know, of the Ottoman Empire, you know, could have ended up, you know, invading and occupying, you know, the entire Western Europe, you know. But it was the great Hungarian, you know, János Hunyadi, John Hunyadi, that single-handedly with his Hungarians, you know, they have stopped the Turks in their tracks. And only one man that gave the Hungarians credit for that, and that was the Pope. Anyways, so I am invited tomorrow, yes?
Oh, absolutely, George.
Now, there's another thing, you know, that I've been wanting, you know, to really share with your listening audience, and that is, and I know that 99% of the Americans have not heard, but remember,
George,
about...
I hear that music. We will see you here tomorrow night at 9 Eastern Time, and we're all looking forward to it.
9 Eastern Time?
It's 9 Eastern Time, whatever time it is, your area.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock here.
6 o'clock your time. All right, George, we'll be talking to you tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed this as much.